Philip Semper-Pierre, the Insurgent Cure. Today's date is 03-16-2023. Dictation is from Maria Garcia. Garcia spells G-A-R-C-I-A. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 03-06-1967. This is a 54-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Patient stated that she recently started on Ozempic for diabetes, and she's also taken glyburide 5 milligrams BID. It said she started at 0.25 SC weekly, but has noticed no improvement in her glucose. She said her glucose continues to be in the 200s, sometimes in the 300s period. Next paragraph. Patient also reports a painful lump on her fifth digit left foot. Denies trauma, said it's been there for a little while and is getting worse with shoe wear and touch period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99%. Rumor. Blood pressure is 156 over 91. Pulse 87. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Left foot. She has a subcentimeter hard, tender nodule. No bleeding, no discharge, no induration, no fluctuance, period. And she's neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory effort, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is a plantar wart, fifth digit, left foot. Assessment number two, toe pain. Assessment number three, poor control of diabetes. Number four, hypertension. And she's on lisinopril, 20 milligrams, and does not seem to be controlling her blood pressure, period. Next paragraph. Today, patient and I discuss Ozempic, and she was advised to increase her Ozempic to 0.5 sub-Q weekly, to continue glyburide 5 milligrams BID, and to take her blood pressure medication as scheduled. We also had a discussion on diet, exercises, open parentheses, lifestyle management, close parentheses. She says she will comply. A finger stick today revealed sugar glucose at 217. She was discharged with the following medication: salicylic acid, topical, to apply to her toe and leave in place for 48 hours, then repeat the process. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none, end of the patient.